Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Yes, transcribed, here we are again with 15 minutes of
public service. You don't mean to tell me that police headquarters actually have stopped all communications with squad cars because you're on the air, do you?
No, Mary, we don't mean that.
Well, why would you give that impression, boys?
Well, we didn't mean to give that impression.
Well, it certainly does carry that impression.
We thought it was a novel way of getting into the program.
Just remember now, if there's an outbreak of any crime waves, that you and Ray are entirely responsible.
Yes, okay. Well, we'll take...
Hmm? Yes. Very definitely.
All right, we'll take full responsibility.
Yes, surely. I don't think you should do it,
all right,
boys.
You won't, Mary.
I don't feel
Ray, you haven't even said hello yet.
Hello.
And now to continue
Ray, what's the matter with you? Can't you talk a little more?
Yes, what I meant I thought you were going to do a bit here, introduce something.
Oh, all right. I'll go ahead and do that then, I reckon. Now we take you, friends, to the operating room of a great hospital where our on-the-spot reporter, Bud Sturtley, is conducting his impartial survey.
Hawthorne, come to Diet Kitchen. Dr. Hawthorne, come to Diet Kitchen. We got apple, a plum, and an apricot, too.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Knife.
Fork.
What?
I said fork.
What's the matter with you?
Well, some days I just disagree with everybody.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
I understand you are a doctor, is that right?
That's right, I'm a doctor. Would you like to see my diploma? I just happen to have it right here with me.
That's very nice. Pretty frame, too. Now, doctor, I'm conducting an impartial survey.
I've never seen you before, and I've received no remuneration.
Have you ever seen me before?
No, sir, I never have.
And have you received any remuneration from me?
No, sir, I have not.
Now, doctor, do you use stethoscopes?
Yes, I do.
How many stethoscopes a day do you use?
Oh, 10, 15, 20, all depends.
I see. Well, now, sir, do you have one of the stethoscopes you usually use?
I just happen to have a package of them with me here.
Very good. Now, do you wish to use our stethoscope first or your stethoscope first?
What time is it?
4:15.
Well, I'll use mine first.
Very well, sir. Now, you take a stethoscope out of your package, place it in your ears. Ready?
All ready.
Now place it against my chest. All right, sir, thank you. Now will you put down your stethoscope and take my stethoscope?
Yes, sir.
Place it in your ears. Ready?
All ready.
Now place it against my chest. All right, sir, thank you. Now, which stethoscope did you enjoy most?
Oh, I liked yours better.
Would you tell us why, please?
Well, it was much clearer. The signals came in better, and... Well, gee whiz, it's just a corker. That's what it is.
Anything else, sir?
Huh?
M-I-L-D-E-R.
Oh, yeah, yours is milder, much milder.
And now it's time again to join Aunt Penny, portrayed by Mary Magoon, in her sunlit kitchen as she gives us another of her true-to-life stories. Well, hello, Aunt Penny.
Hello, Danny.
Wonderful to be
here. And hello, friends everywhere.
Sunlit kitchen here tomorrow.
Time now for another unbelievable story from Aunt Penny.
A real true-to-life story. And, Aunt Penny, I can't wait to get to the story, but I also can't wait for some of these chicken fat cookies you've just baked up.
Aren't they nice? They're so digestible, too. They go to work four ways to help you combat indigestion.
Oh, they look wonderful.
Yes,
I'm going to help myself to one of these with the
raisin
butter.
You'll find that they're digestible, too, Danny. They're made from chicken fat.
Oh, I know they are.
It's ever so digestible.
Wait a minute.
Do it for all your pie baking and cake making and things like that there.
These aren't raisin cookies, are they, Aunt Penny?
No, those aren't raisins cookies.
How
did those things ever...
Well, now, how about our story, huh?
Yes, here in our sunlit kitchen. The story of Miss Clayton Belmore.
Well, I remember when we last left Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore.
You'll remember that Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore, the last time we met them, were crossing the bridge at Metropole.
Yes, and Fingers McGee, the shaky character, had cut the props away from under the bridge. Isn't that right?
That's right. Dumping the Belmore family into the drink.
Into the
water.
I remember that. And Mr. Belmore was able to swim.
He was an excellent swimmer, Danny. He made it to shore. Ms. Belmore remained out there on top of the old car.
Yes?
We don't know whatever happened to Ms. Belmore, but Mr. married up some pretty girl from Kansas City. They have a fine family now.
Well, sir, is this where we pick up the story, or what?
What?
Is this where we pick up the ends of the story today?
Today we're going to wind it all up.
All right, well, what happened to Ms. Belmore?
Well, it's 6 years later now. Ms. Belmore has finally come ashore. Waterlogged. She married up with a fine boy from up Fort Custer way.
Oh, I thought it was
and
Fort Dix, New Jersey.
And everything is just fine and dandy. They correspond with one another now, and everything is just dandy.
Well, that certainly
Isn't
is
that a
happy, happy ending to your story, Aunt Penny. I'm going to help myself to another one of these cookies.
Those are wax ones there for demonstration, Dandy.
Try one of these over
But ladies, here. Really, you'll be so surprised when you see how flaky your donuts come when you use digestible chicken fat.
That's right, ladies. You can take Aunt Penny's advice on this. Anything safe in chicken fat is safe.
You bet. It just sets on your stomach like $0.50.
But now I've got to leave, Aunt Penny. Bye, and I'll
Goodbye,
be back again
Danny.
Tomorrow.
Goodbye, friends.
Today, the trio, conducted by one Paul Taubman.
And fortunately, there's only one Paul Taubman.
Are going to play a rollicking polka called The Proof is in the Pudding.
The Proof in the Pudding Polka. No, that isn't...
They're not going to play that, huh?
No, they're playing a song that will seem very funny without Tony Bennett around. Because he's been doing so many crying songs lately.
What is this one?
This is Don't Cry, Little Girl. Say, that reminds me, Bob. We haven't looked in on those friends of ours, have we?
Well, those two Englishmen that we used to check on once in a while?
Yeah, those good old codgers over there.
Oh, the ones who used to tell us what programs we were going to hear on the English stations.
Huh? That's right, sure. Why don't we tune in on our magic radio set, shall we?
All right.
How about static? Oh, we'll make our own.
Okay.
Time is 2100 hours. Now for a brief look at our programs for the overseas service for the next 48 hours.
At 1300 hours, Cecil Goa, flute soloist.
Followed at 1430 hours with a program of gramophone recordings.
At 1530 hours, talk.
Cecil Twitchley comes on at 1600 hours with his program, Birds We All Should Know.
Following Cecil, we'll sign off briefly for 2 hours or so.
But we'll be back again at 2300 hours with gramophone recordings.
Followed by Cecil Goa, banjoist.
After Mr. Goa's concert for the day, we'll have a short talk with Mr. Goa.
Then at 0100 hours tomorrow, a very special program to which a select few have been invited.
The broadcast of the gonging of Big Ben. For 2.5 hours. Another in our never-ending series of public service broadcasts.
Then, in the field of sports at 2200 hours, we'll have a description of the ostrich races at Plumpington Gardens.
Followed by Cecil Goa, violinist.
Then, the overseas service will feature a concert by bassoon, oboe, and piccolo.
Followed by Cecil Goa's talk on Up the Nile River.
Then we conclude with our sign-off program, A Private Citizen Speaks His Mind About British Elections by Clement Attlee. Good night, America.
Now, Bob and Ray present
a Kirkpatrick Brothers Travelogue.
This is Maurice Kirkpatrick.
And this is Patrick Kirkpatrick.
Today, through the magic of colored radio, we take you to
Tahiti.
Colorful Tahiti, where ancient palm trees swaying in the breeze reflect in the waters of the blue lagoons. Little brown children gather crabs, shrimp, oysters, clams, quahogs, lobsters, and tartar sauce along the shore.
A bullion Tahiti where joy is king, laughter is queen. And all day long the natives eat crabs, shrimp, oysters, clams, quahogs, and lobsters with tartar sauce.
And as our boat approaches the shore, we pass a native outrigger. Hello, outrigger.
Hello.
Where you been?
Out, rigging.
Just ahead of us, we see a rock sticking out of the water. It is called by the natives Plymouth Rock, after a breed of hens they raise in Tahiti.
We are getting closer to the rock. Closer. Closer. Didn't think you could hit it, Maurice.
It's a breed of hens they raise in Tahiti.
And now the natives see us, and as they line the shore, they sing a Tahitian chant of welcome.
And as our boat touches the beach, the natives rush forward and lift the both of us on their shoulders.
And then they throw the both of us back in the ocean. This is an old custom. Who is that third guy?
I don't know. He came over on the boat with us.
This is an old custom signifying thanks to the sea for bringing us to the island.
And so, happy and dripping, we cross the sands and stand in the welcome shade of the coconut trees. Ouch.
Ouch.
It is fall in Tahiti, and the coconuts do.
Ouch.
Who got that third one?
The guy that came over on the boat with us.
And as we stand under the coconut trees, a line of dancing girls approaches us.
Say, Maurice, the women here don't wear any...
This is a native dance called the wing dance.
Hey, Maurice, the women, they don't wear
any... An ancient native custom.
Let me finish, Maurice. The women here, they don't wear any makeup.
The women in Tahiti don't wear any makeup. And now the chief approaches.
Bongo, bongo, chickamauga, longo, table d'hote.
He's inviting us to dinner. We accept. Thank you, chief.
Thank you, chief.
Thank you, chief.
Who is that?
The guy who came over on the boat with us here.
And so it is that several hours later, we find ourselves seated on the ground, Tahitian fashion.
Partaking of a delicious meal spread out on palm leaves.
Chief, this is a delicious dinner spread out on palm leaves. What is this main dish?
The guy who came over on the boat with you.
And so, having changed the eating habits of the island, we leave this tropical paradise and return to the States full of contentment. This is Maurice Kirkpatrick.
And this is Patrick Kirkpatrick.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, it's all over. I was just wondering.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, good night indeed.
Thank you. We're a little late, so
yeah,
good night.
That was fun, boys. I enjoyed it.
Wasn't that grand?
I like
travelogue. I like that, but I can't get the idea that there are two different Kirkpatrick brothers. Did you notice that?
Hadn't noticed that before.
You
yes, you
check
right.
up on this, I think.
See how many Kirkpatrick brothers have travelogues.
That's
yes.
right, yeah. Well, we've got to go for today. We've been had a lot of fun being with you.
We'll all be back again real soon. Thank Paul Tobin and the trio and everyone.
Thanks, everybody. It was grand.
Your name again?
Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly transcribed boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.